Damien, this week we're talking about some exciting news for craft beer drinkers in our area, and that is with Icebox Brewing Company having expansion plans. Now, you recently wrote an article on this. What can you share about the story?
Well, it's a really exciting time for Icebox Brewing Company. Of course, they opened the location down on Picacho about a year ago, a little over a year ago, maybe. And from the very beginning, their plans were to kind of bring back the neighborhood bar. Mm-hmm. The owners really feel like that's something that has been lost. A place where family and friends can gather and have a cold one, you know?
I moved to Las Cruces in 2012, and that was one thing that I did notice about the community was that a lot of the restaurants or bars that were locally owned seemed to be located in just a handful of areas around town.
Exactly. So what they've done, they've started remodeling the old Burger Time location up on North Main across from Lowe's. Mm-hmm. And they're going to turn that into the second craft room. That's expected to open mid-January, so just probably 2 or 3 weeks from now. They're just putting the finishing touches on it right now. It will have a kitchen. Their current location, of course, has Ruby Soho, the food truck. That's where the customers can get their food. But this will have a kitchen. The food will be prepared on site. They're looking at probably pizza and wings and salads for that location. And then, probably late spring, early summer, they're planning on taking over the old Dragonfly Main Street Bistro location downtown.
Well, that's exciting news for people who live over there off North Main, and there is a lot of heavy traffic in that area as well. And for folks downtown, of course, it seems like things are really happening downtown.
Absolutely. We've seen a lot of expansion of craft breweries. Of course, Bosque just opened their new location up in the old Uno's location.
We've seen this happen in communities across New Mexico and in Las Cruces in the last several years. In your story, you mentioned that this was really made possible due to legislation that was passed in 2015.
That's right. In 2015, there was legislation that was passed and signed into law that allows brewers to have three tap rooms outside of their beyond their production facility, which also can have a tap room. So that's four locations for each brewer's license.
What do you think this really says for Las Cruces as a place to get together with friends and to just grab a drink?
I think that that it's really bright. I think that we're going to see more and more expansion in that realm. I think that it's particularly exciting for the downtown area, which, you know, notoriously has always rolled up the sidewalks at 5 or 6 o'clock at night. We're starting to see that change a little bit with Little Toad Creek Brewery. And now, of course, with the new Icebox location is going to be a cantina theme. They're working on kind of opening the place up. If you were in there before, you know, there are kind of little side rooms. They want more of a open floor plan. So and brighter colors, so that'll be part of the works. And then also they're going to be preparing kind of a Mexican street food style cuisine to enjoy with your craft brews down there.
Now, that location, we've seen a number of restaurants kind of
come and go
over the in recent years. Do they have any concerns regarding that in regards to that location? Or
I don't think so. First of all, the Amador complex there appears to be thriving, and then also the success of Little Toad Creek probably bodes really well for this too.
Damien, thanks for the update. We will talk to you next week.
It's always a pleasure.